This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, when was the last time you got some takeaway food and came in perhaps an environmentally friendly, compostable container? Well, if you've been watching The War on Waste, you might realise that some of these containers can be coated in this chemical. And I never heard of them before, but they sound pretty nasty. They're called forever chemicals and they basically hang around forever. So Sarah Wilson is a PhD candidate in nanotechnology and innovation governance at the University of Technology, Sydney. Sarah, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What are these forever chemicals and what do they do?
Oh, goodness. So PFAS chemicals, as you said, are forever chemicals. And they're basically a synthetic industrial chemical that's made by joining carbon and fluorine atoms. And it makes the strongest bond that we have in organic chemistry. And because of that, these chemicals are enormously useful. They're stain resistant, water resistant, grease resistant. They're used everywhere almost.
So is it true that they never go away?
They quite literally don't break down. If they do break down, it's over a time frame that goes well beyond what we can imagine. And some scientists think that we've crossed the planetary boundary, so PFAS will now never leave our planet, regardless of how long it takes.
So if we're eating out of a takeaway container that is, you know, it's purported to be green, for example, and we're scraping it with a knife and a fork or what have you, are we ingesting these chemicals potentially?
These chemicals are all around us. Yeah, so one of the ways we do ingest them is being in contact with them. And food packaging is just one place they're used. So we also have them in textiles and cosmetics and refrigerants. It's even been found in toilet paper.
Oh.
So we're kind of in contact with them all the time, everywhere.
What impact can they have on our health?
So there's emerging research around their health impacts, but they are known to be pretty toxic. So we're seeing some stuff come out about their reproductive capacities and just the capacity to disrupt human systems. They're not a chemical that we come across naturally in our environment, and so they are causing different things to what we expect, I guess.
So is there a way that we can, so let's say we go and buy toilet paper or we get our takeaway.
Yeah.
Do we know that these things are coated in these forever chemicals?
It's one of the biggest issues we have in chemical management is there's very little transparency around what chemicals are used and aren't used in products. So it is really hard for consumers to make that choice. But that's why I think the government has introduced regulations coming up around the capacity to use PFAS chemicals. They're stopping it at the source, so it's beyond our decision and we're protected from the outset.
I just find it bizarre that, and I know I keep going on about the takeaway containers, but I suppose that's the one that I'm most aware of, that something is marketed as being green, you know, and I suppose a takeaway provider gives you their food thinking, you know what, this is good, we've moved away from plastic, but essentially we may have been better off with the plastic.
It's such a complex issue. I think what we're finding more and more in the green space is just how complex everything is. So there's an example of something called regrettable substitution, which is basically where we make a decision that we think is better for the environment. We don't yet have enough information about it. And about 5 years down the track, we're going, oh, wait a minute, that was actually a little bit worse off. And now we have to backpedal.
So if we essentially compost that container because it says it's compostable, that goes in our compost into our garden and those forever chemicals are forever in our garden, essentially.
Yeah, essentially. And then, like, another place we've seen PFAS is in firefighting foam. So there are parts of Australia that have been contaminated by PFAS and firefighting foam that still can't drink fresh water and are still drinking water from bottles. Because of the levels of contamination in our environment.
Do you think down the track, once we've seen these things banned or controlled at the source, that there'll be some way we can, I don't know, filter them out or remove them from the environment?
I think people are working at the moment, and it's one of the biggest and emerging areas in science, is that green chemistry space and ways to filter out PFAS. At this point, they are pretty new and they are pretty evolving. But with the amount of attention on it, I think it will absolutely become a bigger area of research and work. And God, I hope so.
Do they stay in our bodies, or do we flush them out but they more stay in the environment?
They do stay in our bodies, but there is not yet enough scientific information to know for how long and to what extent. So there's a lot of uncertainty around the life cycle of PFAS in human bodies and the environment, because they are still quite new to a certain extent on the agenda. But they're just a bit persistent.
Oh, I want to see them gone, yeah. Sarah.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of them.
No, I know. I'm glad something's happened, because, it's a lot to think about.
When do we think that the federal government will act on them?
So they've just opened it up for scheduling and for comment from industry. And if the proposed laws go ahead, it'll be July 2025 that we'll see the ban. And that's a ban on importation, use, manufacture of PFAS, and also a ban on PFAS in waste streams. So it can't be in things like your food packaging and in things that we're putting into compost and into the environment. It has to be completely gone from those products as well.
You know what, Sarah? I'm going to eat in. No more takeaway for me.
Yes, exactly. It's better for the wallet, better for the environment.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Sarah Wilson from the University of Technology, Sydney.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.